I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Pre-game for your Memphis Grizzlies here on MLK Day. Starts right as soon as we get off the air, Jason. Not a second later. Should be a good one. Bulls in town tonight. Grizzlies 8.5-point favorites. But before we get to that, Jason Fitz joins us every single Monday. And he is here yet again. He joins us now. Fitz, what's up, brother?
Just living that dream. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm conflicted. We can go ahead and just get this out of the way. We can just address it now because, you know, on one hand, there's that dose of perspective, that moment of clarity where, man, the fact that the Raiders were even there is quite remarkable given everything that they had gone through, given really how poorly they had played, all of that. So you have that on one shoulder. And then on the other shoulder, you have, oh, my God. I mean, we had every opportunity to win this game. You're 9 yards out, and you couldn't punch it in. And the final throw doesn't reach the end zone anyway. What is the way and the right way to look at that game for the Raiders and really the season?
I mean, I think a couple of things here. Number one, look at the rest of the way the wild card weekend went. Like, if you're Philly, you probably don't feel great today. If you're New England, you probably don't feel great today at the way those outcomes came. You know, if you're the Steelers, you don't feel great today. If you're the Raiders, you're playing, I think, one of the teams that has a very real and reasonable chance to win the Super Bowl. You played, you did what you did all season. You made the game look really ugly, and you found a way late to be in it. So, I mean, for my money, I'm looking at all of this and saying, what a run in a year that probably shouldn't have had this sort of run. You don't get 6 walk-off wins in the course of a season. The hardest part is that I don't know what it means for what's next. Now, I said this on Sports Nation this morning. I don't remember the last time we saw a team make an unexpected run to the playoff and have to also realize in the next breath that in the next 2 weeks it could be entirely blown up.
Yeah, I guess the first place you start, right, is the coach, right? Has he done enough? Should he be the guy? Is it an attractive enough franchise now, or is there too much uncertainty to even consider, like, attracting a high-profile guy?
No, people will climb over each other to get to that gig for a lot of reasons. One, I mean, I've seen the practice facilities, and they're like nothing I've ever seen in my life. I've been inside the facilities, and it's jaw-dropping. And so if you're a coach and you're looking at it saying, all right, it's a beautiful new stadium, it's a jaw-dropping practice facility, it's a place with no state income tax, and I talk to Harry Douglas about it all the time. He'll tell you that's a great tiebreaker. So, you know, it's a good way to protect your pocketbook. And it's an owner that's fiercely loyal to big names. So if we're talking about a Harbaugh, you know that that type of person, Mark Davis, isn't afraid to set the market. And look at what he did with the Las Vegas Aces. They went to the WNBA Finals. They didn't need a coach. Doesn't matter. He found a different role for Bill Laimbeer and instead brought in Becky Hammond, the biggest name he could possibly get in a record-setting deal. So I think if you're a coach, you're looking at it saying, my God, owner will spend the money it takes. They'll do whatever it takes. You live in a city that has plenty to offer in life. Like, I think Vegas is by far one of the most appealing jobs, especially if you're a Derek Carr fan at all. Then you can look at it and say, okay, step number one is keep Derek Carr. Step number two, now I've got a quarterback and I've got a really solid young nucleus of good players across the board.
Is that the move, Fitzy, is to go ahead and give Carr an extension. You know, it's a bad time. You know, bad time comparatively speaking to be looking into the draft for your next quarterback. Is it part that reason? Is it part you love Carr, the face of the franchise? Is that the right thing to do for this Raiders team?
Yeah, I think it is. But it's also partially, you know, Carr can handle whatever Vegas is. And this year, not everybody could, right? So just like Miami has to be careful sometimes, New York, we talk about personalities. And part of the reason I didn't love Zach Wilson to the Jets is it's a big leap to go from, you know, BYU to that media market. Well, I think it's a big leap for some kids to go into it. Look, I'd be remiss not to say realistically, and we'll take everything off the field out of here, if we suddenly find out through some weird happenstance that everything that's been piled on Deshaun Watson is all false and suddenly he's a very innocent man with a perfectly clean track record, would the Raiders go after him? I think so, probably. But that's not a real scenario for most people. So now you're looking at it and saying, okay, if not Derek Carr, then who? And the answer to that is, I don't think there's a lot like that. There's a huge trade market for Derek Carr. I think he would capture a first and probably a second or two, and somebody is going to pay him big money. I just think it's going to be the Raiders.
Last thing on that game, how much of that was we're on the ground floor of watching what might be greatness on the rise in Joe Burrow? What'd you think of the young quarterback?
Yeah, stellar, spectacular, yeah. Everything I thought he would be, and smooth. One of the future stars of the NFL. I don't even say future. Like, he's a star. And, you know, now you're in this great situation where if you're the Bengals, you've got it figured out already. Yeah. You're on that rookie deal. People want to play for him. They want to play with him. He's got that swag that people like. Like, I think that the Bengals are poised to be great for the next decade with their young talent. And you got, like, there's no reason if I'm a Cincinnati fan today I don't feel good, A, about the matchups against the Titans, and B, about the possibility that this team can win the Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that Titans matchup is going to be incredibly interesting. On to other matters this weekend. I know Mike McCarthy has only been there for two seasons. I know that the Cowboys won the division, but how hard do you think about moving? I mean, that's Dallas. You can pretty much have anybody. How hard do you think, especially when you examine their season? They didn't beat anybody. They just didn't. And every good team they played, they lost to, except for the Patriots game. They had to take the overtime. How hard do you think about moving on from Mike McCarthy?
Well, I mean, not only am I moving on from Mike McCarthy, I'm also like, if Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator of the Cowboys, if he really is getting a single interview as a head coach, my first question is, what the hell were you thinking on that last play? Like, I understand all of the logic before anybody asks me about, you know, okay, I'm going to run 10 yards, I'm going to make it cleaner for my last play. Fine. This is a San Francisco team that led the league in defensive pass interference. This is a San Francisco team that was playing soft on the edge, on the outside, the entire run. Like, you had the ability, if you just needed 10 more yards to get more comfortable, there are a million ways to get 10 more yards. And then on top of that, if you're Mike McCarthy, you don't call the plays offensively or defensively. So your only two jobs are motivation and clock management. Like, that's all you're responsible for. Execution, discipline. That stuff all falls under your umbrella. And you're going to tell me that they ran that play with such lack of discipline that nobody thought to do what we even see in college football games every Saturday. Like, you pick up the ball and you hand it to the ump for a reason. Like, we've all seen it. We've seen it this way for years. And then for Dak to even come out and try and apologize it away just speaks to the lack of discipline. The only answer he should have had at the podium is, yeah, that's my bad. Like, the minute he slides, he ran too far. The minute he slides, he's got to find somebody and give that ball up. That was just a stupid play.
I'd give it to Dan Quinn before I'd give it to Kellen Moore. No question about it. And it sounds like folks are going to come after Dan Quinn. Would you go with him based on what he'd done with that defense? I mean, we have seen him, you know, we have seen him in Atlanta as a head coach. What do you think of Dan Quinn replacing Mike McCarthy?
Look, and I think part of what you got to look at when it comes to Dan Quinn is second chances are important for head coaches. That's where I think we do, like, a lot of the narrative we're going to get, no matter who's hired, is we get retread coaches. But the one thing that always sticks with me is there was a first-time coach that was hired several years ago for a team. And I was talking to some of the people around the organization after he was fired, and they said it was too big for him because he got in the halls, and suddenly he was worried about the little things. What are the practice shirts? What kind of toilet paper do we have in the facility? Who's the assistant for this person? Like, that's all stuff that coaches have to actually deal with. But when you're a second-time coach, you understand how to delegate that better. I genuinely believe second-time head coaches can have more success because they can learn from their mistakes the first time around, and they can better build their staff, not just from a football standpoint, but from a day-to-day life standpoint. So I think Quinn is going to get some looks and should get some looks. And if I had to bank on a second-time Quinn or a first-time Kellen Moore, I'm taking a second-time Quinn all day long. But part of the reason I love Brian Flores, whatever has happened in Miami and whatever problems they've had, he's going to be able to pick a spot, come in and say, okay, now, clean slate. How am I doing this? And that is just a real-life opportunity for people.
Do the Bills – I mean, you watch what you saw. They just dismantled the Patriots. They had nothing for it. That's a Bill – it was hard to remember. That's a Bill Belichick coach team, and Josh Allen, the Bills just took them apart. What do you think of Bills Chiefs? How does that one turn out? Look like once KC got it into gear, they were rolling against Pittsburgh. You know, Buffalo was in gear all game long. How do you see that one coming out in what should be a fantastic divisional game?
How do we not overreact? That's the hardest part, because two things that happened on the Bills. One, Josh Allen was so spectacular. But two, I mean, you also got to be realistic about the Patriots as a brand, get so much benefit of that. I sat on radio on Friday and said, look, I think the Bills are a better team, but I don't trust their coaches. So I took the Patriots to win that game. I'm an idiot. So now how do we not turn around and overvalue that win? Because the other side of it is, the Bills have had some maddeningly inconsistent times this year. They have been incapable of running the football a lot this year, even though they seem to fix that over the weekend. And Kansas City, they've got that light switch. And when it turns on, I mean, how do you stop a quarterback that gets five touchdown passes in 13 minutes of play? Like, what are you supposed to do against that? So I think if you take the best of the best from both teams, the best of the Chiefs are better than the best of the Bills. But both teams have been inconsistent. So whichever one is less inconsistent is going to win this football game. I think there's a real chance we end up with Bills Bengals as the AFC Championship game, which would be so crazy.
Yes, it would. On to tonight. We've got a pretty good one. Rams Cardinals. It looks like all the money late is coming in on Arizona. They, to me, have not looked like the same team, though, since week six, week seven. And I feel like we're undervaluing the coaching mismatch here between Sean McVay and Cliff Kingsbury. How do you see this one playing out tonight, Fitz?
You're so right. Like, not only that, but there's so much talent. And that's the big thing. Like, go back and look at every one of these playoff matchups we've seen. And the one consistent, whether it's been Kansas City kicking butt, the Bills kicking butt, the Bengals winning, the Bucks. Stop me if you've heard this, but every single one of the winners so far has been the more talented team. And as much as we want to make it about so many other things, like, spot the team. I guess I'll give you San Francisco over the Cowboys. That's my one exception. You're right. Whoever's thinking that. San Francisco over the Cowboys is the one exception to that, and it took a major coaching F-up to get there, right? So I'm looking at this and saying clearly on paper, with no Hopkins still, man, the Rams are just a much more talented team. And I don't think McVay is going to do what Mike McCarthy just did to the Cowboys. So I think squarely the Rams win this football.
How much do you think whether or not Aaron wins it this year, the Super Bowl, how much does that matter on whether or not he's back in Green Bay? In other words, if he wins it, does it mean more? Are you come back and try to win another one? If he doesn't, does it mean he's gone? What do you think happens there, and how much does, you know, what happens this postseason matter?
I think if he wins the Super Bowl, it increases the pressure on him to stay. If they lose the Super Bowl, then everybody can continue to fall back to, like, well, but have the Packers taken the right advantage of Aaron Rodgers being there? But if they win, and if that happens, I would expect a very loud statement from the Packers about the massive contract they're going to offer Aaron Rodgers. So then all of a sudden it's, we gave you everything you needed to win a Super Bowl. We'll make you the highest paid player in the NFL for the next 3 years. We want you to stay. If he decides not to at that point, he becomes squarely the villain to everybody, and I'm not sure that sensitive Aaron Rodgers can handle that.
Yeah. Hey, Fitz, man, we appreciate you doing this every single Monday.
Thank
man.
You
Thanks
so
for
much,
the
brother.
Time, as always. We're going to lick our wounds. And I don't know. Will we be back next year? I mean, that's a hell of a question. But I am glad we at least, you know, you go into a playoff game. 2016, it didn't count because we had Connor Cook starting. We knew what was going to happen, you know? We actually went into this game and felt like we had a chance, and that's why you get into this stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's all about, for anyone that's trashing a seventh playoff team, no, I'm not here for any of that. Like, I'll take all that opportunity for a fan base to see one more game that matters. It's special to get to watch a playoff game.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, cool, Fitz, appreciate your time as always.
Thanks,
man.
Fitz.
Thank you.
You're the best, guys.
Yep, he is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. Catch him on Spain and Fitz all over ESPN. Now, I will say this.
Ashes to ashes.
I don't know how special it was watching the Steelers' offense last night. That did not feel like much of a privilege.
Well, if the Colts take care of business.
Yeah, they that's exactly right. You're not watching
You're
exactly right. The Steelers did not belong in the playoffs. They got
even
in.
Even Roethlisberger.
100%. Now, look, they got up 7-0. You know,
that's a credit to Watt.
That defense was only going to hold for so long, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they did a great job. And then Kansas City they kind of channeled their old ways and like, all right, we're going to start pouring on you, and they did.
I mean, that Pittsburgh offense just got chance after chance there early and just kept having to punt the ball. Yes. You put that many opportunities on your defense, sooner or later, Casey's going to break through. That's what happened.
No, it was
Colts should have been there, frankly.
It was to the point to where after the first and second punt, I was getting on my DraftKings app, and I was live betting punt this drive. I did that 6 straight times, and I won every single one.
You're kidding.
No. Yeah. No, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, Steelers put it like eight straight times.
It was awful.
And it was like, I mean, the juice was like -200. I was like, I don't care. Like, they're gonna punt this ball because they can't score.
Well, it's like they've only got 2-3 plays on those quick hitters for Roethlisberger.
Right. Exactly
it was sad to watch.
It
quite
was.
Frankly, you feel like any other quarterback, they might have had a chance to score there early. Maybe it's a different game. Maybe not. KC's on a roll right now, though, and they're gonna run into another team that's on a roll in the Bills.
You know, that's
a monster matchup right there.
Oh, it is,
because the way the two are playing off.
It's an AFC championship game in some ways.
I think you got to roll with Bills, giving them the check mark defensively. Is I think where because the two offenses both dynamic. You got to give, don't you have to give the Bills the check mark for defense?
Both teams very different than that first meeting, though. You know, like, the defense is better than it was for Kansas City when they first met. I think it's better.
It's gonna be
a war. I could see it going either way. Honestly, what I saw last night that I was a little taken aback by was people were going at Mike Tomlin. You know, for the way that this season has played out.
I don't understand how you could go with Mike here.
I mean, Mike Tomlin got his team to the playoffs. I know, but he constructed the defense. He's a defensive guy. I mean, to me, that's more about Big Ben on his
last
legs.
It was all about trying to play with a quarterback that shouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to talk about the way they handled that and the replacing Ben and put some of that in at Tomlin's feet, go right ahead. The way but again, a lot of that is, I'm going to ride with the guy that got me 2 Super Bowls. We're going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Absolutely.
You know, and they did all the way to the playoffs.
Right.
Again, because the Colts losing, they shouldn't have been there. It's kind of sad to watch it end like that, but I don't think Tomlin should be under too much heat here. I'll take him in a New York second.
Let's see what happens after Big Ben's
still
gone.
Still hadn't had a losing season.
Yeah, let's see how they replace him, what they look like after, you know, life after Big Ben.
And that could be tough.
Yeah, I still think Tomlin is by far not the issue and has not been the issue in Pittsburgh. Anyway, it was a good weekend. Some blowouts, mostly blowouts.
I'm glad you got the proper perspective on your Raiders loss here. You and Fitzy both, y'all seem to be at good terms.
It was sad, you know, because like, you have a chance and you're
there. It's a young quarterback you lost to too.
Oh, he was carving.
Carr's supposed to be the experienced guy, although I know that was his first playoff game. Still,
no, Burrow was carving us up, man.
Ooh.
He may do the same this weekend. He may do the same this weekend at the Tennessee Titans. So I'll be interested to see how that one plays out.
It ends in Nashville.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.